News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Valerie Cox is with us to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may have missed, or give insight into some of those that you may have seen, starting with the Taoiseach being under pressure from Fianna Fáil backbenchers as the Healy Ray fallout continues. Now, a little later in the show, we'll be analysing this in some depth. But three of the most junior, in terms of age anyway, of the most the youngest Fianna Fáil backbenchers have said, in essence, Valerie, as I understand it, we are sick to the back teeth of being sent out to explain handed down policy to our communities.
Yes, well, I think, Anton, this is their first real brush with reality because, you know, they were elected at a very young age. James O'Connor was 22. Albert Dolan was actually only 20. He's now 22. So they're very, very young. I mean, they're barely out of school. And they came to the crest of a wave. They got elected. They're big people in their community. And they've been going along with this. You know, it must be very nice to be a TD when you're so young. And suddenly they're being called on to answer for their elders. And this has been a big shock, I think.
But are they not saying that fundamentally the job they thought they were running for was to represent the people to the parliament, and what they're being asked to do is the diametric opposite?
Exactly. They're going back and justifying the parliament, justifying their elders. And it's just dawned on them that this is not putting them in a very good position. And they're saying, hang on a second, we're not going to do this anymore. But the effect of this, plus the Healy Ray resignation, has really had a terrible effect on the government because, you know, well, Micheál Martin is in Berlin today. I don't think he'll be too happy about that because he'll be missing all the goings on and the little conversations and all the rest of it. But it's put the government in a very, very difficult position. Well, Micheál Martin particularly, because what's going to happen now? The EU presidency is coming up. Do we want to change Taoiseachs at this stage? Do we need to change him? And I think he must be in a very difficult position. The feedback from the entire country at this stage, I mean, just reading all of the papers, it's absolutely dreadful. He's getting a very hard time this morning. Miriam Lord, even in the Irish Times, says that the baby sharks are now circling, which is a very good description. But it is what's
although
happening.
I suppose the one point of solace for him, politically speaking, is that the ostensible pretender to the throne has been believed to be Jim O'Callaghan for a long time. And the only person possibly as publicly damaged out of the whole issue with handling the protesters as Micheál Martin is Jim O'Callaghan.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. But I think at this stage, people like Jim O'Callaghan are probably sitting back and thinking, oh yeah, you know, the worse this gets, the more these young people... And, you know, we've such a history of this with young TDs in Ireland, causing trouble, if you like, if you want to put it like that. I mean, when Johnny Fox died in 1995 down in Wicklow, his daughter Mildred Fox was elected. She was only 24 years old. And interestingly enough, her seat in the Dáil, she was sitting right beside Jackie Healy Ray. And I reckon he took, well, I mean, this has been said, he took her under his wing and he trained her in how to manipulate everybody. And she got deals for Wicklow. She had a say on everything. She did so well because of Jackie Healy Ray, but she was only 24, remember? I mean, that's very, very young.
I suspect as well, if you go back to Noel Dempsey and the Gang of Four and the start of the heaves against Haughey, they probably weren't. They were in relatively young at the time that probably started as well.
Absolutely. And also Simon Harris. When Simon Harris was elected, he was only 24 years old. He was a minister at 29. And then he became Taoiseach, of course, at 37. So we have this history of young people manipulating, causing trouble,
catalyzing change, Valerie.
Yes, exactly.
On the topic of catalyzing change, interesting news in the media world coming from across the Irish Sea. The BBC is hacking down its staff numbers. Reports that potentially up to 2,000 staff may be gone from the corporation.
One in 10 jobs are actually going. And there was a survey carried out by the BBC, and they found that 70% of their employees found that trust in leadership and pride in working for the broadcaster had fallen in the past year. So now they also found that 78% of people were proud to work for the BBC. But a lot of it, they're saying, is going back to the Panorama scandal, where they had the two tapes of President Trump and they put the two tapes together. And they're saying that's caused a lot of trouble. Now, their new Director General is due to come in very shortly, I think the 1st of May. So I don't know what he's going to be facing, but they're saying now that the financial pressures are really what's getting to them. And, you know, a lot of people, this is not confined to Ireland, people in England and the UK, they don't always pay their television licenses either, you know. And I mean, in Ireland, we were down from a high, if you like, in 2022, from 947,000. We're only on 792,000. And
which is a massive revenue hit for RTE.
Absolutely huge. But the weird thing about it, Anton, is I was just looking at this morning. There's been very few prosecutions. And in 2022, we actually had over 7,000. And we're down now, last year, to only 2,500.
But so it's interesting. It's also an interesting bellwether from the BBC, because the BBC has a significant, successful commercial wing and does a lot of commercial production, does a lot of magazine production, all that kind of stuff. And if it is struggling to the point that 1 in 10 of its staff may be going, it doesn't bode well for the industry generally. Last thing before you go, Valerie, a weird one. Retired couple, this is the Irish Times covering this, and a retired couple found guilty of abducting the neighbour's cat.
Yeah, this is the most appalling story. It really is. And it resonates with people because the neighbour's cat was using their garden as a toilet. And I know this really annoys people in housing estates, particularly where they've easy access, you know. And what they did was they went out and they kidnapped the cat, put the cat in a sack and left him near a lake. Now, it was such a rotten, horrible thing to do. And they've got a prison sentence out of it.
Effectively left the cat in the bag to die.
Yep. They come from Carrickmacross. They pleaded guilty in Monaghan District Court yesterday. And there was loads of evidence because there was plenty of CCTV footage showing what happened. But it was very interesting in court, I thought, because the judge, I love this judge, and I've just lost his name now for a moment, but he spoke to them and he said, look, he said, you know, this is an appalling thing. He said, I'm an animal lover. So, I mean, they weren't helping themselves coming up before an animal lover. But what he did was, at the beginning, this came up quite early in the day, and he said, OK, he said, I'm going to send you down to the cells where you'll be locked in for the rest of the court. And maybe you'll understand what it's like to be held in a space like that and not be able to escape, which I thought was brilliant. And then he brought them up at the end of the court and sentenced them. But, you know, there's a lot of it's good, very good to see this coming up, because a lot of criminality towards animals doesn't really get reported very much. I mean, we only have about 200 convictions a year brought by either the ISPCA or the Department of Agriculture. And, you know, to be seen, and a lot of it is in the farming community as well. A lot of people have been prosecuted. Then a lot of them just get suspended sentences as well. So I think it's very positive to see this being highlighted.
Valerie, thank you so much. Journalist Valerie Cox, 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.